local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This is when I use my radio voice when I'm talking from my diaphragm. I can talk forever this way. All right, so we're not going to keep doing that. I'd rather sound like a Muppet and enjoy talking than to try and talk in a really deep voice. It's the Uncola. Ha, 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 ha. Anyway, in the studio with me, Steve Wheeler, just sitting there.
Okay,
thinking,
I'm recovering. Yeah. I'm recovering now. Just get thinking, up off the floor. Stop laughing. Okay.
What am I doing in this studio yet again?
That's it's really good to be with you, though. You are in a very good mood. That's great.
I am in a good mood.
Oh, that's awesome.
And most times when you get to, like, you know, certain times in the year and certain days of the week, you know, it can really fluctuate. And, you know, I have been working out a little extra, which is good. But I did notice something that was really important. It's not helping.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But it is really good to know I'm doing it.
If you pay more money and have a trainer,
yeah,
it still won't help.
But then you'll have less
money.
Then you'll actually weigh less because your wallet will be
lighter. And you'll eat less
lighter
because you don't have as much money to buy food. That's right.
You know, these are how these things work.
That's the way it works.
All right. Talk to me about Whitefields Ministries. Well, you know, we've talked about this before, about it coming out of the Gospel of John.
Right.
And we're going to actually do a commercial where people understand the core of how the Whitefields name came about. But you know what? I just thought this might be that perfect,
sure,
you know, intro to that.
You know,
I've
studied that a lot. When I was in seminary, of course, and you do a lot of where you take the Greek text and you study it and you parse out all those words and you look at that. The Gospel of John is an important gospel as well. And it comes out of John chapter 4, verse 35. Now, people will recognize it's the woman at the well. Jesus has been talking to the woman at the well. Now, something is, I always point out to people when I'm telling them about this passage, the disciples have not been with Jesus. They were in town. They were buying food. They were bringing that food back. As they're walking up to Jesus, the woman departs, and the disciples are all puzzled, like, why is he talking to her? He just stayed out there at the well. He's been talking to this woman. And we know what went on in that conversation. He reveals to her, I know who you are. Well, she heads back into town. Now, here's what happens. The disciples are trying to get Jesus to eat. Jesus is saying things to them that really blows their mind. I have food to eat that you don't know of. They're asking each other, somebody bring Jesus food. We don't know that they brought Jesus food. You know, they haven't figured this whole thing out yet. But they are traveling with the Messiah, and they have seen miracles going on. But when the woman gets into town, she does something the disciples did not do. She starts spreading the news to all the people in the town about who she's just met at the well. And she's very coy in the way she does it. You need to come see him. I don't know what he's like. He knew things about me.
He told me all I ever did.
So she's like, really, hey, people, be curious about this. You got to come see this guy. And I actually have shared that with people. That's what God wants us to be like about him. You don't have to walk right up and go, you need to get saved or you're going to spend eternity in hell, and to hit them on the head with a bat. A lot of times it's just curiosity about my life. And that's happening all over the world. People that are sharing the gospel that way. People are just puzzled with why they're doing things they're doing. Well, that's what happens. And the people start coming out from the town. Now, Jesus, when he says, lift up your eyes to his disciples, look on the fields, you say that it's still 4 months to harvest. I tell you the fields, and then he uses the Greek word for the color, white. He doesn't say harvest. He uses the color white. The fields are not white, and they're not white for harvest, and they don't turn white when they're ready to harvest, unless they were growing cotton, which they were not growing cotton in Samaria.
Right.
They were growing a grain.
Right.
They're going to turn golden. It's not white. So you'd go, what, is Jesus colorblind? Well, no. Jesus sees the people coming out, and they, in customs, you get a book called Customs and Manners of the Bible Times, you'll find that the Samaritan people wore a big head cloth over their head, not a turban, but a covering, a big white cloth that would drape down over their shoulders. They'd have maybe a tight cord around it, and that would like hold it on their head, but it would shade them for that hot sun, and they would walk around. And you would see, as Jesus says, lift up your eyes, the fields are white already to harvest. He's talking about the people and those, not the color of their skin. I was at a conference a couple weeks ago, and they saw our name, White Fields, and they saw the pictures. And, of course, there's no, quote, white people in the pictures. And they mentioned that to me, and so I launched into this whole story with them. We're not talking about the color of the people's skin, but we're talking about the head turbans that they'd be wearing, these coverings, and it would shield them from the sun, and they see that. And then the verse goes on, and the next verse, Jesus tells his disciples, you are going to reap something you didn't sow. Now, who sowed the seeds of the gospel?
Woman.
The woman at the well. She sowed the seeds.
Right.
She told the story. She told the story. She brings these people out. Come out. I think you might see the Messiah. And the disciples then, of course, are gathered around. These people come out. They start listening to Jesus. They listen to him for several days. And the disciples, of course, are filling in all the blanks. The people are coming to them and asking them, who is this? Have you been traveling with him? Have you seen him? I heard somebody say that he healed somebody. He raises the dead, or he's restored the sight to blind people, or made the lame to walk. And the disciples are reaping those conversions that they didn't sow. And so that's kind of what's going on in that whole passage.
You know, it's fascinating because if you consider what's taking place, you know, of course, somebody somewhere, and let's be honest, folks, somebody somewhere is going to say, you know, white fields, wow, that's just terrible. I just read the other day somebody's really upset because milk is white. And it's just like, you know, at some point it's like, okay, look, the reason that they were white turbans is because darker turbans would attract the heat. I mean,
the white turbans brushed the heat off.
Right.
It shielded them from that. And it's not unlike Jesus when he used the phrase to the fishermen, I'm going to make you fishers of
men.
Men. It wasn't right. Jesus wasn't saying people are fish. No, he's you know, he's
Wait,
saying.
That's a good one. I hadn't heard that.
We should go name.
It wasn't that Jesus was saying people was like a tuna sandwich.
A tuna sandwich. No, he's not calling them tuna or shark bait or anything else. Or surfers. No, what he's trying to say is, I'm going to make you fishers of men. And the fishermen immediately knew what the analogy was referencing. Oh, I'm supposed to go out and attract people to Jesus, attract people to God. I'm supposed to go live my life in such a way that causes them to be curious about me.
What's fascinating is how in the process of Jesus saying, you know, look, those fields are white and the people's heads, you know, bobbing up and down
ahead,
and coming
yeah.
towards it. And you're talking about 4 months. It's not the time for reaping in the normal realm. It's the spiritual realm.
Right.
And then you correlate that to the ministry of Whitefields, which is all about taking the gospel to people that have not had that chance to hear. And no doubt those people that came to Jesus and came to the disciples probably said, hey, this woman said you did told her everything about her. And you know, I mean, there's probably a lot of different elements that go there. But your whole mission is to reach the harvest, which is a continual harvest,
right.
12 months a year.
And you also have to remember that Satan is doing everything to cut people off from that. And the Samaritans, actually, that were going to be harvested right then, they were cut off from the temple of Jerusalem. They were not welcome down there. If Jesus had only reached the people that were welcome and privileged to come into that, like if we only share the gospel inside of our church, we're missing a whole lot of people that need to hear the gospel. And the Samaritans were people like that. They were at odds with the Jews, and that was the whole discussion that Jesus had with the woman. Well, should we worship here? Should we worship there? And Jesus gives her a whole new line of how that's going to take place. And then when they come out, the disciples, who, of course, would have been of Jewish background, and we're not supposed to associate with this woman, we're not supposed to associate with Samaritans, suddenly realize that Jesus wants them to expose him, his wonder, his beauty, that he's the Messiah, tell them about me. And they begin to do that.
Right. Now that vision, that understanding is what we're encouraging you to participate with. And the reason that I had Steve give that explanation is so you can know, okay, where are these guys coming from? That is where Whitefields Ministries is coming from. There it is. You can't make that any clearer. But what you can do is make a deeper connection by going to whitefields.org. That's whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. And check out the website. Check out the video, the pictures, the testimonies, the different projects that are going on. The picture of the well is just one of the coolest pictures. There's so much stuff there. I encourage you to check it out. You can always call and talk to them directly, 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. We're going to take a short break, come back, and then find out where Whitefields is going in this next year and tell you how you can pray for them. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da'ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off some bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. And the best part is, you can do all of this from your laptop or smartphone. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 888-631-TRADE. They want to send you a Wall Street Insider's Kit so you can see what this is all about. The kit includes videos, investing articles, and even one of their most popular classes. And the best part? It's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. Learn to make money when the market goes up or down. Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 888-631-TRADE. Call 888-631-TRADE. 888-631-TRADE or text the word INVEST to 57682. Message and data rates for texting may apply.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, hanging out with Steve Wheeler, Whitefields Ministries, who just gave a fantastic explanation to where Whitefields got their name, coming out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 35, going into great depth on the Greek and what the situation was, the customs and manners of the people. It's one of the things that we do in seminary, right?
Right. That's right.
I'm not going to say a lot of people call it cemetery, but let's
cemetery.
Just move on.
I was going to say that was no slip of the tongue there, but you know, it is kind of a fun thing. You get to deal with certain things like that that later you realize, wow, it was good to have found that out and know that.
Yeah.
But then you move on to other stuff and you get busy into life and you have to put those things into practice and application, actually.
Yeah.
That's the goal anyways.
That's the idea. But to put everything that one ever learns into complete application. That's not happening. I can't see anybody who's even looking like Jesus the way that I would go, wow, he looks like Jesus.
No, but you know, the key thing is that we do learn text. We learn things. Hopefully we can put into practice. One of the things I was going to mention to you were asking me, where's Whitefields going? What's happening? One of the things that's been really on my heart and my mind is the reality that our pastors and the people around the world, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. It's not a human-to-human kind of battle that we are in. We wrestle against principalities and powers and the prince of the power of the air. They want to stop the spread of the gospel. And it's been evident throughout history. You look at, I've been reflecting upon even like our battle about abortion and things like that and pro-life people. Well, you realize when Jesus was born, Herod went out and killed all the two-year-old boys and younger. I don't think that was a thought that Herod just came up with, hey, I think I'll go kill all those kids. I think there was some demonic influence there. But it also reminds me of this. Satan didn't know who Jesus was at the time. He did not know when the wise men showed up in Jerusalem and then they went out to Bethlehem. They didn't know that. So we have to remember that we're wrestling against principalities. At the same time, God is on our side. Right. And so we look at things, and I just had a blessed weekend with one of our connections, our friends from Africa, that is at Connect Africa Ministries. They help us. They do parts that we don't do. They're experts in the brick making and the cement work and building the water filters. They do that. That's their training is in working with cement. I've worked with cement. I don't like doing it. It gets your boots all muddy, gets your hands all dried out. I did it, and my dad made me do that kind of work. You know, hey, step and fetch it. Go get me this. Come back here. Come back with a hammer. Get the shovel. You dig that hole. I'll come back in an hour. So I've done that work, but I love to work with other people that do it better, know what they're doing, actually aren't just guessing. Then we come alongside. We draw all those people together. But, you know, everybody is facing difficulty. And he's shared with me a bunch of stuff going on. You know, somebody stole their tax ID number. Somebody else did something else. That's why we have to pray. Because those kinds of distractions, those kinds of diversions can mess up the course of ministry where it's going. That's why we really ask people to join us and be involved in the intercessory prayer ministry, asking God to protect pastors, encourage pastors. I think heaven is going to be a phenomenal experience. Some people have wondered, what can we do for eternity? Well, I think we're going to be worshiping God for eternity. But for one thing, there's not going to be a 24-hour clock anymore, so eternity is not going to seem like eternity. But also, I think there's going to be an unveiling of how God caused things to work together for good, even in the face of, oh no, those people are attacking us and they're trying to cut down the gospel and they're trying to stop the church. And then God says, no, there was this little woman praying and you don't know who she was. You never met her. There were no magazine articles written about her. She was never on the radio. But I'll tell you what, she came before my throne of grace. I knew her very well. And I listened to her prayers and I said, I'm going to answer those. And that's what happens when we're out there facing stuff that's going on, governments that are shutting down things or the Buddhist monks that are bulldozing one of our church buildings over or something like that, or somebody's threatening. We got, you know, I've been asking people to pray for Hassan because his family might try to kill him. And so we're trying to get the gospel into his hands, and he's trying to share with other members of his family to get some others to come along with him to faith. And so we got that going on all over the world. And what we need to do is come before God's throne of grace and say, Lord, you have the ability to cause these things to happen and to help these people overcome the obstacles. And then in the ultimate end, God will get the glory for all that because he'll say, yeah, I did it. I answered that prayer. And that's why these wonderful things took place in this church place. And all these people came to faith in me because I opened their hearts. And the apostles are constantly using that phrase, pray for us that we will speak the gospel clearly. Pray for us that God will open the heart or open the minds or open the eyes of these people. So even my Calvinist friends that believe in election, I have to say to them, hey, but God still told us to be involved in the process.
That's a great, you know, you get into the Calvin Arminian kind of.
I know.
And it's like,
well, there you go. There goes the rest of your radio show.
To me, it's pretty simple. It's like, okay, it doesn't matter. If God said do it, do it. Do it is to be disobedient.
Get involved in proclaiming the gospel.
Absolutely.
Preaching the truth.
Because we don't know who says yes and who
says
no. Only
he
does.
God is sovereign in that whole process. And so that's why I say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but don't get scared of that just because we're engaging against principalities. Realize that God is on our side.
Yeah.
And so what we need to do is come before his throne of grace. So it's not like just, oh, well, God's on our side. He's going to win. Well, no, he still wants us to come before him and say, Lord God, we're facing these difficulties. Help us get over these things. And then sometimes it's, you know, right at that midnight hour, like 11:59. It's like, could you deliver us
11:59:59?
Yeah, in the morning instead of waiting until right now. And God says, "Oh, come on, you would not
What fun would that be? Right?
You would not be on your knees praying right now.
Oh, therein lies a great truth.
I just gave you what you needed a week ago,
that's great truth. And the reality, we talked about this last week on the show, is, you know, ultimately, there's all these surface wars take place over, and it's all the stuff that gets the attention in the media and gets attention in Hollywood, and, oh, this is the cause, and this is the cause. And every time we are distracted from understanding that the cause is the war for souls, we're having a veil put on our faces.
Preach the gospel, proclaim the good news
absolutely.
Of Jesus Christ. His death on the cross pays for our sin, his shedding of blood. And I'll tell you, I'm just thrilled. Takup, one of our dear brothers out in the remotest villages of Myanmar, he says, I went to this village. They asked me to stay. I was there 3 days. I taught them from creation to salvation. 3 days. Here you go, folks. I'm going to give it to you all. You were created. You don't just exist. And he showed them the whole Bible all the way to salvation. And we've got a place. We need a church there now.
That's
so
amazing.
We need supporters to come along so that we can put another pastor in that place, about $500 a month. I've got to find more people that will say, I will help you do that so that we can put more churches in a place like that so those new believers have a fellowship, get discipled, get trained in the Bible. You know, another way that Satan tries to cut that all off is language as well. But Takup knows the language. They don't have many Bibles available, so we need ministries to get Bibles there too. But then when those people have a teacher that teaches them the Bible, because they might not even read, all of those things are obstacles. And yet God just blew it all away. Takup spent 3 days, taught them from creation to salvation. There you go. And now there's people there that have received Jesus Christ as their Savior.
That is Whitefields Ministries.
That's right.
That's it right there. You want to be a part of that? Financially, you are certainly more than welcome to, but certainly prayerfully from Romans 15:30, one could pull that quickly to join the struggle through prayer. And we just simply ask you to go to whitefields.org and check it out. Mm-hmm. And if the Holy Spirit moves upon you as you are examining, perhaps we are simply the conduit to make you look. We'll let the Holy Spirit work upon you to make you act. That's not our job. That's your job and the Lord's job. But we ask you to check it out. Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. Please keep Steve, his wife, the people that he's involved with, and all the ministers and all the people that get touched in prayer. It is indeed a war. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Good
appreciate
to be with
it.
You.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Every time you say you love me.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
People who claim that small things don't bother them have never slept in a room with a herd of mosquitoes.
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. Today is Monday, March 20th.
My wife and I have definitely argued about small, insignificant things. I remember one of the small things was the way that I turn a corner in a car versus the way my wife turns a corner in a car. She feels like I turn it too sharp, and I feel like she doesn't turn it sharp enough.
Over the years, I've kept track of the things that couples fight about. Here's a part of my list. Whether to sleep in the dark or leave a little light on. how many blankets to put on the bed, how to properly blow one's nose, where to put dirty laundry, or where you take off clothes and leave them, and the all-important issue of how to hang toilet paper. Conflict in marriage often starts with something small. These little things, if left unresolved, can result in bitterness, anger, and loneliness. One final thought. During a time of peace in your home, why don't you and your spouse sit down and hammer out some ground rules on how you'll communicate during a disagreement? Then, when those small problems arise, follow your plan and resolve the issues quickly. I'm Dennis Rainey. Yes, we've had our fair share of mosquitoes, and that, my friend, is real family life.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins shared the way God moves through his people in order to change the world.
He works through you. He works through me. As we yield ourselves to him and we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives and we are uncompromisingly and lovingly standing for the truth, guess what? We can change the world around us. That's why you hear me so often talk about the issue of fear. So many Christians are afraid about what people say. And if Christians would have a greater reverence and fear of disappointing their Heavenly Father than a fear of what other human beings think or say about them, guess what? We'd have more than a movement. We'd have a transformation that would circle the globe.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Christian station here in San Diego, California. Another fantastic job by our good friend Steve Wheeler.
That was really good.
Just one of those really good ones. That's one you could replay. Doesn't really date. There's not a lot of date to it. Explanation of where the ministry is. The warfare that the ministry faces, and we're going to be doing Thursday or Friday, we're going to be doing a teaching on warfare. And it's just, it's amazing that as Christians, we can get so caught up in the circumstance that it's quick for us to be blinded to the spiritual principles that are taking place all around us, both for the kingdom and against the kingdom. And it's just something that it's easy to miss because you get caught up in what you can initially see, and typically an unstable, unlearned person will look at something and just be able to interpret it from their own mind and their own position without trying to see it from a spiritual position or from God's position. And that's something that we all need to grow and do a better job in. I do want to let you know this segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. And Sam and Steve are going to be coming on the air together soon. Isn't that going to be kind of fun? I'm going to have them both on together. That's going to be like wowzer bowser. Because it's going to be like a three-way, and we're going to have the discussion with real estate and ministry and radio ministry, and then we're going to kind of bounce it back towards each other and see where the different things are, and just to see where the three of us have grown in the kingdom of God, even in the last 3 years. So it's going to be kind of a cool fellowship on the radio. Kind of looking forward to that. I think stuff like that's pretty cool. By the way, since we're talking about real estate, I just don't think there's any other way to say, if you're thinking real estate, you must be thinking Sam. You must be thinking Sam. Right now I'm thinking Sedona Fudge. But you must be thinking Sam, because Sam is the man when it comes to real estate. If you're buying or selling, Sam takes, oh my goodness, 25% of his gross commission. And gives that to whatever ministry or church you want if you buy or sell a house through Sam. Sam will forward up to $25,000 for you to fix up your house, to sell your house, takes it at the close of escrow, doesn't charge any interest. When the house closes, he takes the money back, no interest charge, and you get to sell your house faster. Everything gets coordinated faster and easier. By the way, he comes out and spends time with you to talk to you about your house, looks at the house, see what's going on, the tender loving care, the blood, sweat, and tears. And he's there for you on every occasion, walking you through it, giving you trends, telling you what it's worth, telling you where you're heading. Top 20 out of top 25,000. Oh, that's pretty good. 0.1% at the top. Yep. That ain't too shabby. And let me tell you something that Tugboat Todd and I say. Why, if it's not for you and it's for somebody else, we say,
send them to Sam.
That's what we tell you to do. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. Okay, getting ready to do our DDD. Love a day like this where it's just got that freeness to it. I enjoy days like this. I do want to let you know, for those that, for whatever reason, might not be aware, just in case you're not aware, I do want to let you know about our half-price tuition opportunities, because if you want to pay more than 50% for a private Christian education, you can. Or if you want to pay 50% of what the normal cost is, you can. So you have the power to decide. Go to kprz.com, click on the tuitions tab, see if there's a school near you. And if it's not listed and there's a school you want to get into and you'd like us to try and help, just send me an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. It's all you got to do. Keeping it simple, keeping it real. Here we go. Our first DDD of this day. Don't tisk it, the task it. A tisket. We didn't want to go with the brown and yellow basket? Nope. Okay. Let me hear that again. Very good.
A tisket.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Mark chapter 13, verses 33 through 34. What does this have to do with the text? I will tell you. The scripture says this: take heed, keep on alert, for you do not know when the appointed time will come. Referring to Jesus, his return, the end of the world. It is like, and some people say, well, the rapture. Okay. Whatever that appointed time is, everything has an appointment on the timing. It is like a man away on a journey who, upon leaving his house and putting his slaves in charge, assigning to each one his task, also commanded the doorkeeper to stay alert. In this text, Jesus talks about the reality that each person should function in many ways like a doorkeeper, keeping alert. And one of the things I've had the super duper duper privilege of is when I study eschatology and was able to share some of this in my master's class. Studying eschatology, we were talking about some of the different ideas and mentalities, and some people I was talking to, ministers throughout the country, were like, you know, well, what about this position? What about this position? We were all talking, we're all sharing. And it's amazing because there's, you know, a lot of maybe there's a thought process where we kind of think we know what's going to happen, but we're not sure. And some of this formula could be like this. And there are many great scholars that say, well, this is how I see it, but it doesn't require that it's got to be this way. But this is the way I see it going down. There's a humility there. It's appreciated. But here's something that you and I need to understand. There is an assigned time, an appointed time for the return of Jesus Christ. There is a specific appointed time. When it talks about the redemption from the Lord and the day of the Lord, it's not talking about some far off, you know, pie in the sky kind of concept where there might be no way. Scripture is like the sky is going to split in half. Jesus is going to come back and everybody's going to go okie dokie. Some are going to go amen and some are going to say oh me. But it's coming on a specific day. And every time we try and make it pie in the sky, some, you know, like gassy kind of concept on Pluto, we miss the urgency that Scripture declares. There is an appointed moment that the sky will be broken, the trumpets blow, and the return of Jesus Christ is in front of us. Whether there is eschatologically a carrying away prior, once, twice, none, don't care. There is a day that Jesus Christ returns, and that is how Scripture tells us to live. With that in mind, as Jesus tells us to be watchful, to be aware, to be like the doorkeeper who is alert, and that is the text, for us to be alert, not to be so ingrained in the world that our brain and our heart loses that there is a specific time for the return of Jesus Christ, and if you and I are not watchful, we're going to be sorry. In the process of watching, we have been assigned each one his task. Here's what the scripture says. It is like a man away on a journey who, upon leaving his house and putting his slaves in charge, assigning to each one his task. You have a task. You have a job. Well, Dave, I did my job. I did it here, there, and everywhere. Funny, Moses didn't really start any of his real good ministry till what? He was 80. He lived to be 120. It was the last third of his life that ministry started for Moses. What about you? Have you done everything the Lord has commanded you to do? Have you fulfilled every task that he has set before you? Have you accomplished everything that God has laid before you that you are supposed to put your fingerprints on, that you are supposed to do? And if you don't know, don't you think the way to find out is to ask and to make sure you're available? Everybody has been assigned a task. While we are all called to be doorkeepers who are aware and alert of the return of our master, we still need to be fulfilling the assignment given to us. Ephesians 4:16, from him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. You and I, we're part of the each part. So, let's make sure we stay on task. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Isn't it amazing?
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasua here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs. ThinkSam.com. That's ThinkSam.com. God bless.
What does success mean to you? For Tyrone, the answer is in the Bible.
Meditate on the word day and night so you may have good success. So I just wanted to have good success.
Tyrone Poole had huge success in the NFL. In fact, his team's won two Super Bowls. But he says ultimate success in life comes from knowing Jesus Christ.
I thank God that I didn't have to hit rock bottom to realize that I needed to have ultimate success in Christ. He died for my sins, and I know who I am now. I know what I can do. I know why I can do it. And all my needs are met.
For another football player, two Super Bowl rings might be the best thing ever. But in Tyrone's mind,
it's all about receiving Christ. It's all about believing who you are, what you can do, and what you have according to the blood of Jesus.
Learn about the importance of Jesus in your life at findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins shared the way God moves through his people in order to change the world.
He works through you. He works through me. As we yield ourselves to him and we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives and we are uncompromisingly and lovingly standing for the truth, guess what? We can change the world around us. That's why you hear me so often talk about the issue of fear. So many Christians are afraid about what people say. And if Christians would have a greater reverence and fear of disappointing their Heavenly Father than the fear of what other human beings think or say about them, guess what? We'd have more than a movement. We'd have a transformation that would circle the globe.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. It's a love that set this captain free.
Your love, the only love I've ever needed. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Another shout out to my good friend Steve Wheeler, doing a great job. Whitefields Ministries, he did an excellent job explaining that. We're going to replay some of that. That is just great stuff to understand John chapter 4, verse 35. I do want to let you know a few different things. Got a few different things going on in the old world, Aruni. Don't forget the Gaither Vocal Band. Going to have their concert April 9th at Shadow Mountain Community Church. Big shout out to them. Don't forget about the Pastor's Masters Golf Tournament. Are you feeling like you can do it? Is this the time? Is this the time where you can hit the ball, look, and go, wow, it's perfect that I am not a professional golfer? Is this the time to do that? Is the legend in the mind, is it time to rest the legend in the mind and just going to go out and have fun and fellowship with other pastors? Okay, well, that's what you should do. KPRZ.com is where you go to register and sign up. You got fellowship, lunch, special gifts, awards, desserts, laughs. Like I mentioned to Tugboat Todd before, you're going to be paying for laughs. I don't know. Are they going to have a comedian come out and do, you know? I had this opportunity to work with professional Christian comedians for a while. I think I've done everything on the planet. Anyway, except for brain surgery, because they have to have one to do that. And I met this one gentleman. He's a really funny guy. And he goes, so where are you from? I said, Detroit. He goes, I'm sorry? I said, from Detroit. He goes, no, I'm sorry.
That's just a great line. It's just like, wow, that is funny.
Be true for, you know, many places, but that's really true from Detroit. Anyway, KPRZ.com, we want you to go there. Check out the Pastor's Masters Golf Tournament. Already told you about the tuitions. I don't need to repeat that for you. And then don't forget, we got some different things going on. Bible League going to be in the house this week. Oh, Mike's coming in from Bible League. We're going to have a good time talking about what it takes. I'm telling you, people... You know, we get into some of these appeals, we get into some of these discussions. I don't want to hear, you know, oh, well, you're asking for money. You know what you want to hear about? We need to promote the gospel. And if you don't want to hear it or you're sick of hearing it, what you're telling me is you're sick of hearing about us seeking to advance the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, then watch NBC because you can get all the anti-Christian stuff you want. Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but this is what we do. This is part of it. It's not that it can't be entertaining. It's not that you can't have other subjects. But don't tell me that's not a big subject. When I first became a Christian, I asked this pastor, you know, is the gospel. Now that I've heard the gospel, you know, what's the deal? I mean, do I need to hear other stuff? And he said, you know, you'll hear a lot of other stuff. He said, but the gospel is what saved you, and the gospel is what keeps you. And I was like, that's a great line. Because it is what that good news that brought me in is the same good news that sustains me. So anytime we're doing something gospel, I'm like, okay, because I think that's cool. I think that's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, it's my take. You don't have to agree. I kind of agree. Let's get into our Facebook post, which is entitled Around the Bend.
Come on, the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
Yeah, no way to miss that one. I just think that was impossible to miss. Here was the Facebook post. It says this, the future can be scary. Scary. Not knowing what lies ahead and the uncertainty of our best laid plans can be a tremendous source of anxiety. I mean, you have to agree that not knowing, and then you'll make plans and you'll coordinate things, be it financial, spiritual, business, It doesn't really matter, even from a health point of view. And you do the best you can. But not knowing creates a greater sense of anxiety. In fact, being sick is terrible. But you know, the worst part about being sick is not knowing what you're sick with. It's like the worst, right? You're just like, I don't know what I got. What do you got? I don't know. So that tends to be problematic for many, many people. And there are many reasons that the Bible encourages us, by the way, not to worry about the future while we don't know what lies ahead and while our best laid plans can still be upended at any point, and that can create anxiety. The Bible challenges us not to have a focus on worry, not to have a focus on the detrimental elements. One of the main reasons that the Bible encourages us and teaches us not to worry about the future is because only God knows what the future holds. No person, no predictor, no man-made prophet, no media false prophet, no person in economics or anywhere else can foresee all that can happen 1 minute from now to 10 trillion years from now, except God. And because of that, because of this principle, we cannot foresee the events that lay ahead of us. You are not able to determine that which is going to happen an hour from now. So the key to grasping freedom from our fears of the future is not trying to figure out the future. You see, what a lot of us try to do is we try to figure out the future because we believe that will relieve us and that will release us from our fears, but that is incorrect. The key to grasping freedom from our fears of the future is not to try and figure out the future, but to be close to the one who does know the future. I don't know the future, but I can know him who does. And I can be close to him who holds the future in the palm of his hand. And I can find grace and mercy and release from anxiety and fear being close to him. I don't have to own the future. I have to know him who holds the future. That's it. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then you'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.